Of the 103 episodes of Hancock's Half Hour recorded for radio, nearly two dozen are missing or lost, so we've been recreating them from the original scripts. Before this week's episode, though, here's the producer of The Missing Hancocks to explain why one character in particular is also missing.
Hello, I'm Neil Pearson, producer of The Missing Hancocks. In a moment, you'll be hearing this week's episode, The Racehorse. As with last week's episode, The Racehorse was recorded as part of the second series, at a time when Tony Hancock himself had gone missing. Contractual wrangling between his West End theatre employers and the BBC had unsettled the notoriously fragile Hancock, and only 2 days before recording was due to begin, he disappeared. Emergency meetings were convened, and Hancock's old friend Harry Secombe was asked to down tools at the Goon Show and, at ridiculously short notice, step into the breach. While Hancock himself sat it out in Rome, Secombe played Hancock for the first three episodes of the series. All three of those episodes are now lost, so there's no way of knowing how Secombe approached the part. Did he use some of his Goon Show zaniness, or did he try to out-Hancock Hancock? Two things we do know. There was no time to rewrite the first episode. In that script, the star's lines are still ascribed to Tony. But in the second and third scripts, Tony had become Harry, and there are signs that Ray Gorton and Alan Simpson had begun to rewrite the character to play to Secombe's strengths. Secondly, whatever Secombe was doing with the part had greatly impressed the writers and producer, so much so that they decided that if Hancock didn't turn up to the read-through for episode 4, the programme would henceforth be called Secombe's Half Hour, and Harry would be given the job full-time. It was no surprise then that when the cast and crew gathered to begin work on episode 4, Hancock was there. In our series, the role of Harry Secombe is played by Andy Secombe, Harry's son. We can't know for sure how good Harry was in Hancock's Half Hour, but we can be certain he would have been very proud of his son, who is brilliant in the role, as you're about to find out. So, sit back, relax, and for the first time in more than 60 years, enjoy The Racehorse, the third episode of the second series of Hancock's Half Hour.
This is the BBC Light Programme. We present Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly and Kenneth Williams in Hancock's Half Hour. And in place of Tony Hancock, who is indisposed, meet Harry Secombe. Though his regular meal ticket, Mr. Tony Hancock Esquire, is still absent, Mr. William Kerr is still living off the fat of the land. Mr. Harold Secombe Esquire. And with Andre, his French amorata, to look after as well, Mr. Secombe is finding it increasingly difficult to feed three mouths on the miserable pittance he gets from the BBC. The situation was really desperate, and one morning last week...
Food! Food! For pity's sake, food! 3 days, ne'er a bite has passed these lips. I'm a living skeleton. Food, food.
Harry, calm down. Breakfast's ready.
Breakfast. What is it? What is it?
Here you are. Bean on toast.
Come now, Andre. You must get your English right. In English, the plural has an S on the end. Like sheeps. Understand?
Yes, and you've still got bean on toast.
One bean on toast? Isn't there anything in the larder?
Mice.
Anything else?
No.
I bet they're cursing us. They must be starving.
No, they're quite fat.
Follow them!
Come on! Eat your breakfast!
What time's lunch?
I'm not sure there's going to be any lunch.
Tea?
I don't think so.
Supper?
Not a chance.
Breakfast?
You've just had it.
Shall we dance?
This is Kerr's fault. Where is he? I gave him my last 10 shillings to go out and buy some food.
Well, give him a chance.
That was 3 days ago. Nothing to eat since he left. I'm hungry.
Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew.
Don't sing that.
Ma, oh, hiya, Harry, Andre.
Bill, where is it? Where's the food? Quick, light the gas. No, I'll have it raw. Where is it?
Look, Harry.
Later, I must eat. Where's the food?
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you about, you see.
I gave you 10 shillings to get some food. You did get it, didn't you?
Well, not exactly.
Where's the money? I get it myself.
Well, you see, Harry, I bumped into an old army pal, and well...
How much can we get in the empties?
No, I didn't booze it.
What did you do with it?
I've got more sense than that.
What did you do with it?
We need food, and food costs money, so I did the only sensible, logical thing.
What?
I bought a horse.
Quick, light the oven. I want the fetlocks.
You're not eating it. This is a racehorse.
A racehorse? What did you buy that for?
7 and 6.
And you still have half a crown?
No, I bought some food with that.
Oh, good, good. What did you get?
Hay for the horse.
Hey, I wonder what it's like with chips.
Bill, what sort of a racehorse can you buy for 7 and 6?
Well, normally not a very good one, but being a shrewd operator like myself, well, I've got it outside, I'll show you. You see, I'm a good judge of horse flesh, and, well, I know how to drive a bargain. And believe me, this nag is a winner. He wanted all of 12 shillings for it at first, but I knocked him down. Yeah, there's not much they can get away with me. I know what I'm doing. There you are. It'll take a keen eye to find out why I only paid 7 and 6 for that horse.
It's only got 3 legs. What?
Well, let me see. What, 1, 2, 3? I've been cheated. So that's why I had it standing up against a post. 3 legs?
Yes, and that front leg looks a bit stiff to me.
Egad. Wood! You idiot cur!
Yeah, but, well, anyway, it walks pretty good. Come on, girl.
You're gonna win a lot of races with that.
All it needs is a good trainer.
You'll have to be a good carpenter, too.
I tell you, we'll make a fortune with this horse. Think of the odds we'll get.
The kindest thing would be to lift him straight into the frying pan.
We're not eating it. It's a her, anyway.
I think she's rather sweet. What's her name?
Sabrina.
What do you call her that for?
Well, I'm hoping she'll be well out in front.
All right, then let's find a short-sighted trainer.
I have made all the arrangements for her training. The Sid James Race and Stables at Epsom.
Sid James? That man's been warned off every racetrack in the country.
Only under one of his names. Look, Sid will make a winner. Sid will definitely make a winner out of this horse.
Well, now you've bought it, we may as well do something with it.
I'm all in favor of a slap-up supper.
We are not eating it. No, we're taking her down to Sid.
No, I am not going near that man again. He's a crook. Under no circumstances will I enter his stables.
If we hurry, we'll just be able to catch him having his dinner.
Giddy up! Here's the bus stop.
Bus stop?
Certainly. It's a long way to Epsom. You can't expect Sabrina to walk that far in her condition. It's been raining. Her leg might get warped.
But, Annie, they won't let you take a horse on a bus.
No, I don't know. I never have any trouble with some of the dames I go around with.
Ha! Here comes the bus. Steady now, Sabrina. Right, come on, Bill.
Right.
Help her on.
Okay.
I'll give her a lift up. Come on, Sabrina. Hurry! Good girl. Yes, well done. We better take her upstairs. The people downstairs might object.
What to?
To her smoking.
Don't be ridiculous. You know very well that pipe isn't a light.
Come on, girl, up you go. Come on. Whoa.
Well, look, there's some seats. Tie the horse to the rail.
Fares, please. Have your fares ready. Any more fares, please. Come along now.
3 and a half to Epsom, please.
3 and a half to... Here, what's this?
A horse.
Is it? And what's an horse doing on my bus?
You're in luck. Nothing.
I didn't see this horse get on. Who's he with?
Me.
Well, he can't stop here.
And why not?
Well, there's no standing between 10 and 5.
Then she can sit down.
No, she can't sit down. And what's more, she's not. Now, get her head out of my money bag.
She's hungry.
Food is still cheaper to eat than money. Now, get her off my bus. I'm not having it.
She's not interfering with anybody.
Oh, no. Wait till that old girl wakes up and finds her straw hat gone.
I'll buy her a new one.
She'll prefer the old one.
Why?
Her hair's in it. Now, come on, get that horse off my bus.
Oh, please let us stay on, Mr. Conductor. It won't be for long. We're only going as far as Epsom.
Oh, well, all right then. But you'll have to pay for her.
Naturally, 3 halfpennies, please.
Half?
She's under 14.
There you are. 2 and 4, please.
Yeah, yeah, keep the change.
Out of 2, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the 4.
These are Irish.
Oh, pick a cab.
4.
Here you are, Mr. Conductor.
Thank you, madam. Right, fares, please. Any more fares, please? Trafalgar Square, come along now. Both sides on. 3 out, 2 in. That's all. Full up. Oi! Oi! Full up! Off! Do you want me to come down to you? Please yourself. I'm not ringing this bell till you get off. Who rang the bell?
No one.
Well, the bus started. Who gave the signal? Stop the bus! Right now then. Now, let's have you.
We're off again.
Stop the bus! I'm not having it. Who's playing the belt? Someone's asking for it. Hold my coat. Who is it? I'll have him on the pavement. Who did it? I saw it. I saw it. It's that horse. Get it off the bus.
What's wrong?
It's that horse. It keeps stamping its wooden leg.
Well?
My driver thinks I'm bashing the floor with my ticket rack. Get it off my bus. Go on. Get it off. Go on. Thank you, fatso.
Well, here we are, Epsom.
Oh, my feet. We must have been walking for hours.
Never mind, Andre. There's not much farther to go.
Yeah, come on, Andre. Hurry up, kid. Oh. If it hadn't been for you, we'd have been there ages ago.
I'm sorry.
Well, step it out.
All right.
Now, young girls today got no stamina. That's the trouble.
I agree.
Lead a horse for 15 miles and they're finished.
Well, here we are, boys. Shall I help you down off the horse?
No, no. We can manage.
Sid James Racing Stables. Where do we find Sid?
Yeah, I'll find out. Hey, little boy, here's a sweet. Where can we find Mr. Sidney James?
You know what you could do with your sweet, don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who was that?
Charlie Smirk.
Bill. Thank you.
That was Charlie Gaffour.
Bill, Andre, here's Sid's office.
It's open. I won't give you a minute, I'm on a hooter. Now look, Nobbler, you listening? You know the brown and white 2-year-old that walked away with the oatmeal steaks last week? Right, get the grey paint out. I've entered her in the 10-year-olds and over at Newmarket next week. Yeah, now, I want you to go out and put £200 on all the other horses. No, not money, wait! I want to make sure. Oh, and on your way back, pop into the chemist's. I need more hypodermics. There's a 3-day meeting at Kempton next week. Yeah, see you, Nobbler.
Well, hiya, Sid.
Hiya, Billy. Seekum, what can I do for you?
We have a horse. We'd like you to train for us.
Ho-ho! And you couldn't have come to a better man. Honest Sidney James, the owner's friend. 9 Derbies. 38, 39, 42, 46, 47, 49, 50, 51 and 53. 7 Nationals. 34, 37, 41, 45, 48, 51 and 52.
Your horses won all of those?
No, they were the positions they finished in.
Been in the racing game long, Sid?
All my life. I'll tell you, when I started in the racing business, I was only knee-height to Gordon Richards.
Have you ever trained any French horses, Mr. James?
Well, I used to, but I turned it in. They didn't want to know about the racing. The only thing they were interested in was getting out to stud.
Well, now, about our horse.
Oh, yes. It's very expensive to train a racehorse, you know. Training is 15 guineas a day. Then there's the food. That's another 15 guineas.
15 guineas for food?
Well, I have to eat in the best places. Now, supposing you let me take a look at this animal of yours.
Of course. We left it outside in the yard. But look, Mr. James, I'm afraid we can't afford 15 guineas a day. After all...
All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll train it for nothing in exchange for a quarter share. 4 of us. That's one leg each. Agreed?
Agreed.
There she is.
Oi! Who's whipped my share?
Now, don't get alarmed, Mr. James.
But she's only got 3 legs. And one of those looks a bit thicker than the others.
Yeah, just put it in a vise and plane it up a bit. You won't know the difference.
Oh, that's great. 3 legs and one of them's wooden.
It doesn't make any difference to her. She manages very well. It doesn't handicap her in the least. I'll walk her around and show you. Come on, Sabrina. Now, I'll just back her up against the wall. There.
All right, so she can walk. How old is she?
Well, how should we know?
You can tell a horse's age by its teeth. Let's have a look. Yeah, 3.5.
See, she's only a youngster. 3.5.
Now, that's how many teeth she's got. Now, look, fellas, do me a favour. Be reasonable. Do the kind thing and take her away and put her out to graze.
See, you've offended her now. She heard that. Her hearing aid must have been switched on.
Well, Sabrina, don't be upset. We're not going to put you out to graze. We're going to make you the finest racehorse in the country.
Race? Are you kidding? There's only one way you could make money out of that horse.
How?
Pies!
Oh, how can you say that? I'm very fond of this horse. She's a magnificent animal. Every inch a winner. Just look at the back.
It's supposed to go down, not up.
It doesn't matter. It's curved, isn't it? And the beautiful curve of its stomach.
That's supposed to go up and not down.
Details, details. I have great faith in this horse.
Me too. All she needs is a little encouragement. We've got a great racehorse, a derby winner.
Derby winner? As soon as the tapes go up, she'll fall flat in her face.
You promised us you'd
yes,
train her.
Yes, but...
Just give her a chance. She set her heart on becoming a racehorse. She won't let you down.
A little kindness and affection.
That won't help, for crying out loud, Billy. She's only got 2 good legs, and they're not even level.
You could put a book under one of them.
That's all right when she's standing still. What about when she races? She'll be lopsided.
A definite advantage when she goes round the bends.
Yeah, only on right-handed courses.
Then find her a right-handed race course.
There aren't any. They're all left-handed.
Then teach her to run backwards.
All right, all right. I'll give her a trial, but don't blame me if she's no good. You can put her in stable 4.
Come on, Sabrina, good girl. Follow me. You won't forget this, Mr. James. She's a born racehorse.
Don't worry, Sid. This won't happen when her glasses arrive.
Oh. What have I done? What have I done? That'll do for today, Nobbler. Put them all back in the stables. We'll have them out in the downs again tomorrow morning.
Right, oh, Gov. Yeah, Roman History had a nice gallop this morning. Fastest time she's ever done.
Yeah, amazing what my training and 1/2 pound of Benzedrine does, isn't it? By the way, how's Lord Epping's fancy bit?
Oh, she's all right. I was snogging around the back of the
stable. No, his horse. He's worried about it. He says there was a lot of froth around its mouth when it finished yesterday.
That's right, Governor.
What was it?
Brown ale.
Nobbler, I've told you before, beer slows horses down.
Well, you said you didn't want it to win.
I know, but there must be a cheaper way of doing it. Anything else to report?
Yes, your Uncle Harry phoned. He's been sacked from the photograph department at Kempton Park.
Oh, well, we won't win any more photo finishes there. An artist at retouching a negative was Uncle Harry. Any horse that finished in front of mine, a few quick dabs of the old brush, you wouldn't know it had been there. What did he get the push for, anyway?
He overdid it yesterday. He painted one of our horses in first by a short head.
Well, he's done that before, hasn't he?
Yeah, but it wasn't running.
Oh. Oh, well, can't be helped. Now, about Sabrina. Billy Kerr's bringing Seagram down this morning to see how she's getting on.
Oh, I'll go and get her.
Where is she?
Out on a trial gallop of 200 yards.
She had one 6 hours ago.
It's the same one.
Oh.
She's still got another 125 yards to do.
Blimey, it's worth an effort.
None of the jockeys will take her out for early morning gallops these days.
I don't blame them. Why should they miss the supper? I'll have to tell Signe to take her away. Oh, here he comes. Morning, all.
Good morning to you, Mr.
Good morning.
And how's my little Sabrina this morning?
She's still alive.
Excellent. I knew she was a stayer.
Yeah, well, we just got the latest time through.
Well done.
6 hours to gallop 75 yards.
Ah, you see, she's improving every day. Last week she took 75 hours to gallop 6 yards.
Look, I'll be perfectly frank with you. There's nothing I can do with her. She'd never come in first if we let her start at the winning post.
Well, you've got a lot of work to do between now and next Wednesday then, haven't you?
Why?
Harry's entered her for the Britannia steeplechase.
He's done what?
I've entered her for the Britannia steeplechase.
Jump? Oh, don't give me... She couldn't jump over a worm.
Ah, well, no. Not one of those big, fat ones, but those little, thin ones. What a 5 or 6 yard run-up. She sails over them like she's got wings.
You must be off your chump. Besides, there's not a jockey in the country who'd ride her.
That's why Harry's going to ride her.
Good luck to him, high up. Who?
Harry.
Him? Jockey?
And why not?
Well, you're the right height. Whichever way round you measure.
Size doesn't matter. Steeplechase jockeys always weigh more.
Yeah, but not more than the horse.
Well, I think Harry would make a good jockey. He gets on well with Sabrina.
Blimey, what a pair. His weight and her wooden leg. If they're going soft, there'll be a bloke falling behind planting potatoes. Oh, well, I suppose we better see what we can do. Come on, Nobbler. We'll start by trying to teach her how to jump. Up and over.
Bravo! Well done.
Oh, well, there you are. I knew she could do it. Cleared it as clean as a whistle.
By heavens, yes. What an improvement. All right, Sydney. Now try her with two fat worms.
Well, there you are, Seagram. I've done all I can with her. From here on, it's up to you.
Do you think she stands a chance now, Mr. James?
Well, I must admit she's improved. The jockey doesn't have to get off and throw her over the fences like he used to.
Well, we'll know by 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll either be rich or dead broke. Have you seen the latest call-over prices?
Yes, they're in the paper. Price of gold, 2-1 favourite. Bugle Call, 7-2.
Yeah.
Weybridge Castle, 4-1. Eric's Folly, 6-1. L'Auberge, 13-2. Richmond Lass and Topa, 13-1. Yep. Palm Court, 12-1. Red Lion Street, 100-8. Gastonia Yankee, 20-1. Ah, Sabrina, 758,000-1.
Well, what was she yesterday?
759,000-1.
Just as I thought, they're getting the wind up. We'd better get our money on before it drops any more.
Well, come on then, let's get down to the course. Get Sabrina into the horse box.
I'll do it. Come on, Sabrina, good girl, into the box. Oh, Sabrina, you silly girl, you've forgotten something, haven't you? Go on, go back and get it.
Hey, Sid, what's the matter with you? Cheer up.
Oh, don't talk to me. I've dropped a packet on the first 3 races. I can't understand it. I went round the paddock before the races, poking them all with my umbrella.
See if they've got any fat in them?
Well, partly that, and partly to jab them with my syringe. I've got stuck on the end.
Sid, that's the crookedest thing I've ever heard of.
Why, thank you, Billy.
Well, look, if you doped all the horses except yours, how come it didn't win?
I'm not sure. I think there's someone in this course who's got a bigger umbrella than mine. I'm going to complain to the stewards. This course is full of crooks.
Oh, never mind, Mr. James. You can get all your money back on Sabrina in the next race. She's 800,000-1 now.
No, I'm not touching her.
Well, I am. I've got confidence. I've put every penny I've got on that horse. Sit.
Yeah?
What's 800,000 threepenny bits?
You put threepence on?
Well, I'm a betting man. You don't speculate, you don't accumulate.
I know, but where did you get threepence from?
Well, I wired home for it. I asked Grandad if I could have my share of the will now.
Threepence?
Yeah, I always was his favourite.
Your family are really loaded, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the reason they haven't got any money.
It's about time Seacombe showed up, isn't it? They'll be off soon.
He'll be here in a minute. He's changing into his riding colours. Ah, here he comes.
Well, we're all ready. How do I look?
Great. I like the silks.
I made them for him.
It's a wonder you found enough material.
Oh, I just sewed together a pair of old curtains.
Where from?
The Palladium.
I like the riding breeches. Did you have them specially made?
Of course not. These are my cricket flannels. My legs have always been this shape.
Well, I think you better get over to the weigh-in. You haven't got much time. Through them doors.
Next.
Ken Maloney.
Step on the scales. 8 stone 7. Next.
Michael O'Rafferty.
Step on the scales. 9 stone 3. Next.
Harold Seacombe.
Step on the scales.
1 stone 7. I wonder what would have happened if I'd put both feet on.
They'll have the starter's orders.
Won't be long now.
Oh, I do hope Harry wins.
Well, it's up to him now. I've given him his riding instructions.
What did you tell him?
The usual stuff. As soon as he gets over the first fence, tip a bag full of marbles all over the track. That'll bring a few down. And I've put petrol in the water jump. All he's got to do is drop a match in as he goes past. If nobody cheats, we might win this.
They're up to the tapes and they're off.
Quick. Hand me your glasses, Sid.
Oh, can you see Harry?
Yeah, he's 20 feet up in the air.
What happened?
He got his chin caught under the tapes. It's all right, he's down again. again, and he's remounted. Good, he's off. 100 yards behind the field. 200 yards behind the field. 300 yards behind the field. 400 yards behind the field. 10 yards behind the field.
What happened?
They've lapped him.
That's all right. As long as he's with them, he can damage them. Go on, seek them. Lash out. No, not at your horse. At the other blokes.
They're all in a bunch. That's funny. Why is Sabrina keeping to the rails?
What do you think's holding her up?
Here they are. They're coming past the grandstand now. Come on, Harry. Rider.
There they go. Coming up to the 15th fence.
They're up and over.
Oh, there goes Harry.
Up and over.
Now what's he doing?
Waiting for the horse.
Drag it through. Go on. Pick it up and run with it. Blimey. Look at the horse holding on to Seagull for dear life. She's never travelled so fast.
Well, look, they've got the whips out.
Yeah, she's bashing him with a wooden leg.
There's only one more fence to go.
Come
on. Never do it now.
She will. He's catching up with them. Look, coming up to the winner post. There's a bunch of them. Harry's in there. He's fourth. It's going to be a photo finish.
Harry, unscrew a leg. That's it. Now, hold it out in front of you. There you are. That's giving them 3 yards. He's won.
That's two and carry. I'm rich!
Here's the official result of the Britannia steeplechase. First, number 4, distance a short leg. Second, number 26, third,
more champagne, Harry?
Ah, thanks. Any caviar left?
No, we gave the last plateful to the cat.
Never mind. I'll have a handful of oysters.
Well, you rode a great race, Harry.
Don't these pearls get stuck in your teeth?
Yeah. For the first time in our lives, we're rich.
Well, you've got Sabrina to thank for that. She did all the hard work. You ought to be grateful to her.
I haven't forgotten Sabrina. I went out this morning and bought her a lovely present.
Oh, what did you get her?
Something she's always wanted. Come on, I'll show you. She's out in the yard. There she is, complete with present.
Oh, Harry, how sweet.
What a wonderful idea.
She's very pleased with it. I'll call her over. Sabrina, come here, dear. That's it. Come here. Come on.
You have been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, featuring Ernie Seacombe with Kevin Eldon, Robin Sebastian, Simon Grinnell and Susie Kane. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stodden, recorded by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Levin Parikian. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the programme which was recorded was produced by Ed Marsh and Neil Pearson!